Yeah, good morning. It's Neville here. It's Sunday morning, April the 19th, and I'm just sitting in my office looking through the initial results of the FIR listener survey. That's the twice weekly podcast that Shell Holtz and I do co-present. I've been doing it since January 2005, and so that's 4 and a bit years. And we just we're in the middle of running our second listener survey. The last one we did was actually 3 years ago. Just curious, it's phenomenal feedback, I must admit, doing this kind of thing where, so far we've got 49 valid responses as of today, equal number, if not more, of abandoned surveys, Survey Gizmo says. That's people who've landed on the page and for one reason or another haven't actually completed the survey to click the submit button at the end of it. But what we've got is phenomenal. I have to say, what wonderful feedback from people. And some of the comments are just truly fantastic. But I'm looking through these really snazzy graphs that Survey Gizmo prepares. So you can see at a glance visually the answers to some of the questions. There's some great ones here. I'm going to highlight a couple of things. So what I'm looking at, how often do you listen to the Hobson and the Holtz Report podcast? That's the key, the core FIR podcast. And we've got nearly two-thirds of people listen to every episode. That's twice a week. And we've just completed 440. So that's great. And no surprise to me that 57% of people subscribe to it via iTunes. And we saw that kind of uptake pretty quickly after iTunes launched, which must be, what, 3 years ago almost, I think. So that's maintained itself. And I guess one reason is, apart from others, one that occurs to me, is it's just easy to do. Click, and it's done. So what's the second biggest? The second biggest equal, actually, yes, interesting. Direct download and subscribe to the RSS feed on the blog. Okay, interesting. How do you listen? Well, again, this is intrigues me. Over 50% listen on an iPod. That's different to what it was 3 years ago, I'm sure. I think the biggest listening trend was directly on the computer. So that is actually pretty interesting, I reckon. So scrolling down the page here to find some other nuggets I can throw out. I don't want to talk about the whole thing, obviously not yet. Do you share the Hobson Holtz report? Meaning, do you tell colleagues? Yeah, two-thirds of people do tell colleagues about new episodes. How long have you been listening? This is phenomenal. 53% have been listening for more than 2 years. I didn't ask the question any deeper than that, and maybe I should have done. So we've got 10, 8% say they've been listening since the very first episode in January 2005. So that's, I guess that's not bad. But more than 2 years ago is phenomenal. And we've got just a few who started listening this year. Yeah, 2%. So there's loads of depth to the answers to many of the other questions too. How useful is it in your job directly is the way I worded the question. And 57% said very useful. Let's see, have you ever contributed a comment? This is phenomenal. 63%, nearly two-thirds said yes, they have. What about that for engagement, eh? And let's see, what are we going down to here? The advertisers, the sponsors will be pleased. It's Reagan and Custom Scoop, because only 8% of people said they skipped the ads. That's phenomenal. I think it's great. They should be pleased with that. And here's another one, which continues the trend we saw in 2006. 42% of people are not communicators of the listeners of the FIR podcast. They come from outside the communication business. And that, I remember that was a similar picture before. And 71% have budget responsibility. And 70% of men, and therefore 30% of women. Majority in the US, followed by Canada and the UK, equal so far on 49 replies. And then the US figures are broken down by state. That's kind of interesting too. Education, university degree, over 50%. So it's very interesting results so far on this, and I'm going to be giving an update on where we're at in FIR on Monday. And this survey runs through until April, sorry, May the 1st, midday GMT. So if you're an FIR listener and want to add your comments, please do. You can find the survey details on the FIR blog at www.forimmediatereleased.biz. So I think it's terrific feedback. Love to get your views if you're a listener. And it's about the Hobson Holtz Report in particular, not the other five podcasts we do. So if you feel inclined to share some comments, love to hear them. Thanks.